barbershops have always been something, they've been around for quite a while, but it just seems there's a lot more shops. Why the growth in popularity? Any theories at all?
I guess guys just like going to a shop and having their guy. And bringing back kind of the old vintage style of barbering with straight razors, like hot shaves on the back of people's necks. But I mean, it's all about building relation. And I think maybe there's just a lot of guys that find that they have a lot of people skills and they want to become a barber. And having so many clientele, they just basically become friends after cutting the hair for a number of years.
Maybe men are starting to, you know, they're getting pedicures now and they're getting manicures and now they're looking after themselves a little more. Is that it too?
Guys like looking good. Guys just like feeling their best. Hairstyles tend to trend a little bit more here and there. Like with younger kids, hockey flow, it's always long hair. Or it seems to be anyways, a lot of long hair is coming back. And, you know, as you get a bit older, guys like being tidy and hair off the back of their neck and it just a little bit over their ears, it just drives them nuts.
Is it only men you serve or do you serve women at all?
So we perform men's style cuts. I do have a select clientele that is females and just perform like a man's style haircut, I guess. I don't really specialize in very long hair or like, you know, layers and et cetera, but men's style cuts.
You've been open for, is it just over a year now, Colton?
Yeah, I opened October 3rd. So this past October was just a year that we've been open.
So why the decision to open your shop?
I always have been a people person, class clown personality. Before barbering, I was actually a power line technician. So I was working trades and I was doing all sorts of other jobs and whatnot. And then that didn't work out. And then I started bartending at the Fox and Hound in Riverview and also the Muddy Rudder in Alma. And it just really opened up my eyes of how much I enjoy interaction with people. Close friends knew that I thought about barbering for a number of years, and then my best friend kind of gave me the kick in the butt to pursue it. So I went and took my barbering course and worked at a local shop for, I believe, almost a year, and then decided to go out on my own. I just had a vision that I saw so strongly that I wanted to proceed.
So how many staff do you have there now?
So right now we just have myself and Jamie Flowers, he's my right-hand man, we're cutting hair. And also we have a tattoo artist that rents a little studio out of the shop as well.
From what I understand, just seeing the posts on your Facebook, that you're generally pretty busy.
With two chairs going, I would love to have a third in here as well. It has been a little bit difficult finding the right fit, I guess. We have a very much hometown-based shop. So I want to find the right person or the right personnel for the job. And yeah, like the chair definitely keeps spinning. Honestly, it just comes back to what I pictured when I thought about barbering. You have to build great relationship with your clientele and it almost becomes a friendship. So doing good things in the community as well, you know, giveaways or raising money for donations. A huge part of being a barber is relation with clients, having that good people person skills, you know, being able to blend with everybody. So behind the chair, having a personality is the biggest thing that I would suggest. Being comfortable with talking to people and taking on a haircut. I find that haircut is, you know, after that, of just building relationship because you want somebody to return to you. You can go give somebody a great haircut. Now, whether you have a great conversation, I think will determine if somebody comes back to the chair or not.
If anybody wants to, you know, come see you, get their hair cut, or maybe get a tattoo, how can they do that?
Online, we're on Facebook and on Instagram at Faded Views. We're located in Riverview. We do only take appointments, so book online. Our online services are linked to the pages.